Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Where will the Steelers finish in the AFC North? First, second, third, or fourth? Those are the options. 17% of folks say first, but the big vote is 49% say second. The reason that I ask, on CBSSports.com, Jeff Kerr ranked all the divisions in football. He had the AFC North as the third best division in football behind the NFC East and the AFC East. Man, I'm just not buying the NFC East. Like, I buy the Eagles. They were in the Super Bowl last year. I think the Cowboys will be good. The Giants, to me, aren't good. They're fool's gold. I thought last year was a nice season. I think they're okay.
I think their head coach is pretty good, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I Dable.
Mean, he's proved to be a really good offensive mind. Obviously, the Bills missed him.
Sure.
Obviously, Daniel Jones benefited from him.
Did.
Saquon Barkley.
I don't think there's that much more to give from a Daniel Jones perspective, though. Like, I think last year was as good as he's going to be. He didn't do it for me. So I think if I'm looking at the NFC East compared to the AFC North, I think Philly and Cincinnati are similar. Like, Philly went to the Super Bowl last year, since he went the year before, mm-hmm. since he was right on the cusp last year. I think I would probably take Dallas over the next team in the AFC North, but I like the depth of the AFC North better than the Giants and Washington for sure. There's no Washington in the AFC North.
No.
Your fourth place team is going to be Pittsburgh, Baltimore, or Cleveland.
Right.
They're all better than Washington, and I think I'd take any of those teams over the Giants. So I think the AFC North is the second best division in football behind the AFC East. Because you've got the Bills, the Jets with Rodgers, Miami, they were really good before Tua got hurt. And then, who am I forgetting about? The Patriots. Now you got an offensive coordinator and you got Bill Belichick.
Wait, over the AFC West?
Yes.
With Kansas City?
Yep.
LA, the Chargers?
Yeah.
Raiders?
Yeah. The Raiders, I think, are going to suck.
I think Denver's going to be a lot better.
They might be a lot better. I don't think that they're going to be good, in my opinion. Where do you think the Steelers finish in the AFC North?
Second.
Me too.
Do you?
I do.
Well, yeah, you have 12 wins.
12 wins. Epiphany.
12 wins.
Hashtag.
Where do you think Kenny Pickett's going to finish in passing yards in the AFC North?
Oh, that's a good question. Fourth.
Fourth?
Yeah.
You think he's going to finish last?
Yes.
Behind Lamar Jackson?
Yes.
Really?
I think they want to open it up and throw more. That's why they drafted Flowers, why they signed OBJ. Maybe they'll get in on the Hopkins sweepstakes, too, which,
I saw that.
Be bad? We should get into that later, too.
I saw that.
That's all you need.
Why wouldn't it? I mean, we can get into it later, but go ahead.
We got this tweet. The Steelers are the Washington of the AFC North. No, they're not. No, they're not.
No chance.
The Steelers, under Mike Tomlin, their floor is 9 wins. Washington is the biggest dumpster fire in the league.
Their culture's better.
Yes, the Steelers' culture is better. It's not even close.
Going back to last week.
But I think Kenny Pickett finishes fourth because I think they're going to win 12 games, and I think they're going to be ahead in a lot of games. I think they're going to run the ball well. So I think Kenny Pickett's going to throw for like 3,500 yards. I think he's going to have a decent passing year in terms of the numbers. But I think the way they're going to win, he's going to have to make plays. But I think they're going to want to sit on leads. And I think they're going to get more leads this year. So I don't think it's necessarily a reflection on Kenny that, in my mind, he's going to be fourth. But I do think he'll be fourth. Why? What do you think?
I just think he's going to be so much more efficient with the football than he was in the beginning of last year. Obviously, we saw towards the end and how efficient he was with the football. I think that his throws, and you kind of touched on this last week about his like growth and right now in OTAs, like his throws are going to be where they need to be more than not. And I think that that is going to push him into the upper echelon of probably being second in the division in passing. I think his efficiency is going to go through the roof, which he's going to connect, 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 connect. And there's nothing that's going to revert back into him having a lower level of passing yards. I think his efficiency is going to really catapult him to that level.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We got Jeff Hathorne joining us in 10 minutes. We're going to pick his brain about what he's seen at OTAs, also the failures now of the Pittsburgh Pirates. We had Brad Spielberger on last week. He's going to join us at 8 today. And he talked about Deshaun Watson, and he is not a huge believer in Cleveland. He thinks they've got a good roster, but because he doesn't think that Watson melds with Stefanski. And there's definitely something to that. I mean, Watson's a guy that likes to sit back there, pat the ball, run around, take shots down the field, kind of like Ben did back in the day. Different, but he was kind of like Ben whenever he was good early on in his career in Houston. But it's so rhythmic-based in Stefanski's offense. I don't know that he's that guy. Like, he's a talented player, and I think he's a smart player, but I think old habits die hard. And when you want to be a playmaker, he'll make plays now. But within the structure of that offense, I think he's going to butt heads with Stefanski.
I think that they're going to have the same approach that the Steelers have. You know, run the ball, play defense, and then have Deshaun Watson go try to pick you apart. But it's really good for them. It's going to come down to, is Stefanski going to give the keys to Deshaun Watson? If he does do that, which he probably should, then I think that Deshaun Watson will be in his true form. Is Matt Canada going to give the keys to Kenny? He probably should if we, you know, I would give the keys quicker to Deshaun Watson than I would Kenny at this point in their careers. So I wonder if Stefanski is going to take that approach and give me the keys to Deshaun Watson alongside of having the run game with Nick Chubb and obviously playing defense. But I think that their approach is honestly going to be the same level as the Steelers this year on offense.
That's a good point. I mean, Stefanski's always kind of weirded me out. I remember that primetime game against Green Bay, and the Browns were contending for a playoff spot. And they were running the ball so well, and then all of a sudden it was, okay, let's put it in Baker's hands, and he lost him the game. They are a run-based outfit with a good scheme and a good offensive line, and Nick Chubb, for my money, is as good as any running back just about in football. And they had relied on it so much, but when the moments got critical, they turned it over to Baker. I wonder if they're going to be pass-happy with Deshaun, and if that's the best course of action. Like you say, probably they're going to give them more of the keys, and they're going to let the offense run through them. But I think there's a delicate balance that Cleveland's going to have to strike there, because I still think that the key to their success is running the ball. And their defense the last couple of years, despite having some talent, has left a lot to be desired. And I think the way you guard against that is running the ball, but you got the temptation of Deshaun Watson too.
Well, I mean, okay, push it to the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
You feel the same way?
I think after hearing Kenny talk with the PM team while his car was being stolen, after hearing Omar Khan speak with the PM team while his car was safe and sound in its garage, I do think that they're going to hand things over to Kenny a little bit more.
Do you feel good about that?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think that's how you have to win.
Yeah.
I don't think you can just be 3 yards cloud of dust in today's NFL. I do think that the teams that won at the highest level last year, A, their defenses all were ranked, I believe, in the top 8. But they were all good running teams, too. You look at Cincinnati, and when they really got going last year, it's when they started to find things in the running game.
Right.
49ers ran the ball. But you got to be able to do both. And you got to be thoughtful about when you do both. And I think that's what the Steelers are planning on doing, is they want to be a team not that runs more than they throw, but probably run first, and then you're going to have to pick your spots to take shots. But I do think that they're going to let Kenny do that more than he did last year.
I feel like people are sleeping on the Ravens, though, like low-key.
Yeah.
I do think that.
Well, you got the Steelers finishing second, though, man. Sleeping on them?
I'm sleeping on them to a point that I think that Kenny's going to be better this year, and not better than Lamar Jackson, but Kenny is in the same offense. He's going to a second year. Lamar Jackson's going to have to figure out a new offense. Yeah. But I think in the long run will benefit Lamar Jackson, because he will – kind of translate his game into more of a pocket passer where they'll keep him a little bit safer. and be able to throw more down the field and actually pick people apart. But I think Kenny's trending upwards as the quarterback for his team faster than Lamar Jackson is right now. But I think Lamar Jackson at the end of the day will be in a better spot. Maybe not this year, but I think
just overall.
Overall, I think he'll be a better player whenever the time goes on.
I do think Kenny's going to finish fourth, but I do think that Lamar's going to not be hitting on all cylinders out of the gate. I mean, I guess I could see that going either way, because if you're the first team or first couple of teams playing Baltimore, you're gonna be preparing for one thing. You're going to see something totally different. And how much are they going to be willing to do that in the preseason? Probably not a lot. I mean, I wouldn't expect Lamar Jackson to play very much at all. But I think that it might sneak up on some folks early, but I don't know that Lamar Jackson's going to hit his stride throwing the football until late, if that makes sense. It does make sense. Everything I say makes sense.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.